At 6:12 now on Colorado's Morning News, there's probably still some folks, who knows, recovering from the Great American Beer Fest over the weekend. But do massive events like that make Denver the drunkest county in the state, or where is it? DUI attorney Jay Tiftikjian joins us on the Newsline now. Morning, Jay.
Good morning, Stephen and April.
Good to have you on. Let's ask you point blank. What is the drunkest county in the great state of Colorado?
In 2013, the drunkest county was actually Mesa County, our friends over in Grand Junction. And they came in at an average BAC of 0.176.
Oh, it's because of all that winemaking in the Palisade area, huh?
I guess that's what it is.
Hey, speaking of the Great American Beer Fest, did you see a lot of DUIs after that event Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights?
You know, April, I went online. There have not been the numbers that have been put up yet. I was in court yesterday, and I asked one of the Denver DUI patrol officers if he saw anything over the weekend that was an uptick. And he says he really didn't. And I can tell you from the past, the Great American Beer Festival, I think most of the people who go to that understand going into it that they're going to be drinking a lot. And they're for the most part, they're very, very responsible. They get hotels. They take public transportation. They get taxis. But as you know, it only takes one person to be irresponsible that can ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah, and ahead of the holidays, I mean, this is almost a good time to start thinking about a plan, what you're going to do at the company parties and so forth. Give us a reminder again of what one DUI could do to you, not only, you know, criminally, but also from your pocketbook as well.
Oh, criminally, you'd be labeled a drunk driver for the rest of your life. And with those average BACs that we're seeing that we just talked about, anything 0.15 or more means that you're going to probably have an interlock in your car for 2 years, even if you've never had a prior before. We're talking about $10,000 in fines and costs and everything else, insurance increases. And look, at if the unfortunate circumstance where you hurt someone really bad or you kill someone, you're going to be in prison for a long time, so it's just not worth it. Be responsible. Think ahead.
It's such a head-scratcher. You see somebody like Michael Phelps back in the news today, this Olympic swimmer, all the promise in the world in front of him, gets his second DUI and now can't swim a major world championship event next year. And these are people who can afford a driver. It's just crazy.
April, everybody can afford a driver as opposed to getting a DUI. I tell people, you could take a cab from downtown Denver all the way to New York City and back, and it'll cost you a lot less than just having to hire a lawyer to defend yourself against it.
Yeah, that's a great point. Real quick, what are other counties in the 10 seconds we have left that surprised you on the drunkest Colorado counties?
Well, the thing that's surprising is all the metro areas, Adams, Arapahoe, Douglas, Jefferson, they're all over a 0.15, which is pretty much everywhere in Colorado is like that. And that's surprising to me because that's a pretty high BAC. Again, you're getting into that persistent drunk driver category. So we all got to do a better job.
Jay Tiftikjian, we always enjoy your comments and the time we spend with you. Thanks a lot.
Drive safe.
DUI attorney Jay Tiftikjian, 6:15 on 850 KOA.